Where did you go to school?
Peckham Rye Grammar School called Honour Oak. Previously, the infant school was called All Farthing Lane. And we had a horrid headmaster who was P.G. Adams, and he was known as Pig.
He was not a very pleasant man.
No, he wasn't.
Was he very strict?
Yes, he was strict, but the teaching must have been good because I got my 11 plus or whatever you called it then. No trouble.
Was it matriculation later on?
That was at 16, when you were at the grammar school. I had to go right across London because I was myopic. And there was somebody at County Hall when you had your medical, when you passed the 11 plus, and they must have had a bee in their bonnet about short-sighted, that if you didn't exercise your eyes when you're growing, they'd be better. So I did all my writing on an easel with inch-high letters, and we were known as the myopics. There were about three in each class. But we played it to our advantage because we were only allowed to read and write every third letter lesson. So we used to say, oh, sorry, Miss So-and-so, I'm afraid we can't take that test because we mustn't write this lesson. So I learnt to be devious.
So what else do you remember of your school days?
Very happy. I loved the sport. And it was a beautiful school. It was newly built by the London County Council, so it was a show place, and we had all sorts of Americans and people to look round. It was built round a big quadrangle with roses up the pillars. It was really delightful. I stayed to 16, took my matriculation, and then the headmistress called me in and she said, would you go home and ask your father if you can stay on in the sixth form and try for university? Now, when I went home and told Dad, he said, oh, that's not for the likes of us. Now, it never occurred to me to argue, never occurred to me to say, but Dad, I would like to. Anyway, it didn't matter. Life turned out all right.